After a month, she says to me, "Did this really happen?" And I said, "Yes." And so she said, "So if I came out of the woods," this is her brother and sister, "if I came out of the woods, Avalon and Donovan might be gone. Yes. But I'd get to see them in America. No. But what if I saw them? You know, couldn't we stay together? No. So Daddy could be gone. Yes." And she was fascinated by this, and she started to cry, and I started to cry, and her father started to cry, and now we're all crying. He didn't expect to come home from work to the Middle Passage, but there it goes. And so we made this game, and she got it. She got it because she spent time with these people. It wasn't abstract stuff in a brochure or in a movie. And so it was just an incredibly powerful experience. This is the game, which I've ended up calling The New World, because I like the phrase. I don't think The New World felt too new worldly exciting to the people who were brought over on slave ships. But when this happened, I saw the whole planet. I was so excited. It was like I'd been making games for 20-some years. And then I decided to do it again. My history is Irish. So this is a game called Shiachan Lot. It's Peace Be With You. It's the entire history of my family in a single game. I made another game called Train. I was making a series of six games that covered difficult topics. And if you're going to cover a difficult topic, this is one you need to cover, and I'll let you figure out what that's about on your own. And I also made a game about the Trail of Tears. This is a game with 50,000 individual pieces. I was crazy when I decided to start it, but I'm in the middle of it now. It's the same thing. I'm hoping that I'll teach culture through these games. And the one I'm working on right now, which is, because I'm right in the middle of it, and these for some reason choke me up like crazy, is a game called Mexican Kitchen Workers.